Okay, I call the meeting to order. Stand for the pledge, please. Kelly, to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Will you do the minutes for last month?
I don't have them.
Not done yet, okay. Skip that. Okay, Highway Department, Chris, what you got going on?
Want to do the surplus first?
Sure.
I don't think we made out too bad.
No, looks like it made out really well.
It's up to you guys which one to approve and disapprove. There's, the first page, bottom row, there's a set of tires. They were given to us by Arnold Scrap Metal. I just put them on in case we would get foolish money for them, but they will work on our grader. So I'm gonna keep them.
Okay.
And then, on the back page, Caterpillar 140 tires.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you guys. But there's quite a few companies that have other cat graders. Just some people for $35, I just some people and donate to somebody else that.
Yeah. For that little bit of money.
$3,500 for the old Barbara Green paper today. The guy fell asleep during the auction.
Now, is that same as our new one, or?
No.
No, different? Does it work?
Somewhat. This one you can make work with redneck ingenuity. The new one, you can't.
Right.
How does that work with the auction if somebody outside of the auction offers more than the auction?
We just gotta do a counter offer on, like, the high bidder gets a chance to
to jump it up.
To go to the 3,500.
Do we have any reserves whatsoever on this?
Whatever we decide.
The minimum bid would be considered the reserve?
Whatever we decide tonight.
Okay.
If we want to let it go, we do. If we don't, it's not a problem. Zero charge to us.
I was going to ask you about that.
No commissions, no nothing. The numbers you see is out.
So if you refuse to do the Barbara Green, pull it off, and then you can turn around and sell it for
$35. If the high bidders don't pay it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I think we did all right. The first one. But.
Yeah.
Do we have to make a motion to accept it?
With yeah.
Two changes?
Probably better, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we accept the bids except the two that you want to have.
The two tires we're going to keep,
and then the higher price on that.
Sounds good to me.
I'll sign on that.
Okay, Donald, second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Carried. Okay. Well, what you got?
Then, Haley Ford in Blacksburg actually has a one-time single wheel picked up. They're willing to hang on to it till we put it through the paper out of bid.
Is that state contract? Or?
It's government pricing. It's not state contract, but it is. It is in a name. They're not Ford don't have state contract, but they offer the government pricing, which is the same. It's almost identical discount from what the white Chevy was from Parker's with state contract. Yeah. They're all, the 250s, 350s, it's all between 10 and 11,000 off sticker price.
Okay.
Is our government price. Pretty much whatever you're gonna buy is Dodge, Ford, they're all the same, but right now it's a matter of finding. Town of Plattsburgh just ordered some 6 months to a year.
Now these are pretty much the specs that you're gonna pull them out?
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
It's a ton, 2021 ton, 4x4, regular cab. Can you get together with Kelly and we can write it up and put it in the paper?
And if something changes,
yeah.
Meet with the highway committee to discuss it and
change
it.
Yeah.
Do we have to let Bailey Ford hold this because the trucks are better than that?
Yeah.
Well, should we make that something?
If they agree to,
well, you have to.
There ain't no other trucks around. They're just.
You have to have a bid opening though. You have to.
Right. Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
The next meeting.
Yeah.
So that is, they're going to have to hold it from them.
I don't think they're going to do that. Not with the one that
has to do a special opening.
Yeah.
A special meeting to open.
We can, but I mean, by the time you get it in the paper, you have a couple weeks anyways. You're going to do at least a couple weeks.
Can you put money down to hold it? Is that what you're saying? Can we?
That's what I'm suggesting.
Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes. Want to make sure we do it right, but or do we just go
right? I mean, that, I mean, the only thing I was advertising was getting all the other local dealers a shot at it, you know. And it's ever just one. That's why I'd like
Riley's,
to like to bid it out.
They don't foresee any.
Yeah,
right.
No.
So, like Chris said, do we go Watertown? What's the feeling? How far away do we want to go?
Right, that's it.
Because Chris was in Watertown, he said there is some out there.
Right.
Get everybody's feeling on it, and we definitely need a truck.
Yeah.
The 39, 223, 38 would be the price that other dealerships would have to beat? Or the
right.
MSRP?
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the 39, yeah.
The
39, 223.
The way it is, unless it's actually, the actual state contract, I don't think we can go ahead. It has to work.
Yeah. Right, you have to wait.
Definitely.
It happens if somebody happens to come in with a crazy, does have a truck.
Yeah, it just happens to, yeah.
And it's lower than that. You can put a down payment on this thing and then you lose it.
Yeah, we're lost.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. Let's just put it out there in the paper and see what happens. If you don't get it now, we'll get it later this fall. So yeah, just have to write up something so Kelly can put it in the paper.
Water issue on Park Lane.
Yeah.
Soil and water conservation bought 3 pipes to put in.
I was looking at that the other day. I mean, you can clean it up till the wreck part, but. I mean, it's going to be way too soft to drive your grader in there to get that clean.
I don't know how.
That's what I mean. How are you going to get over there?
I don't really want to. That's about all we can do. I was going to get with the state, and they weren't there today at the meeting, but it's such a pain in the butt to work off the shoulder of the state for me, but that's the only place we're going to be able to clean anything is on their site.
Yeah, I mean that one, it definitely needs to be cleaned out there. I mean, it looks like somebody's driving over their lawnmower stuff. There's a lot of ruts in there. The ditch definitely needs to be cleaned. But like I say, how are you going to clean it once you get into the wreck park? I mean, you're driving over there with the grader.
Most of that ain't bad. It's
no.
Kind of at the end of our wreck park line.
Mm-hmm.
Down.
Right, down the side of the road.
That's where it's all.
Well, that's, it'd be nice to have the state there and then do the whole thing at once. Clean their ditch out too.
But at least that would eliminate the problem,
right?
With the culverts, and they pay for them, give it to us to put in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So As long as you give me the okay, we'll go ahead and put them in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not going to cost down anything, just to install them, that's it.
Just a little bit of time to...
Labor.
We've got to clean it a little bit, so...
Got to clean it anyway, so...
A load of dirt put over the top, it ain't going to take much dirt, it ain't very deep.
Right. Okay. Yeah?
You're going to put man, you're going to be able to have accessible manhole covers, is it going to be quite a ways?
60 feet.
60 feet?
When we put them in, I just tell her, let me tell anybody, you fill their lawn in, pick freezes, we dig them up at your expense. That's the way it is with anybody's lawn, and we fill in with pipes. If it freezes and we got to dig it up, it's not our problem.
12-inch pipes? 18?
Those are 12.
12s?
Can't go no deeper.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely want to flow.
Okay. Have you discussed this with the lady?
Soil and water, I talked to her.
Okay. And she's good?
Well, I've got to make sure she understands if it freezes, we're digging them up, or if we can't, I'm thawing. We try to thaw them, but if you can't...
If they freeze, it's going to make a mess in that rec park.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the winter, everything's going to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Back up with that artesian well.
I think the water flows enough, it shouldn't freeze.
Right. It shouldn't, but...
It's not like a trickle, it's flowing pretty good. So it shouldn't freeze, but you never know.
I'm with it.
Rec park, parking lot. Before the pavement gets too bad, I think we should get it sealed coated. Either buy a 5-gallon pails and us do it, or put it out of bid and let a contractor do it with their lawns. I don't know the best way to do it, but
it's
starting to go the other way.
Flat.
Before it goes, we seal coat it,
mm-hmm.
Preserve it.
Yeah.
That's up to you guys, but I was in there, we went up and moved lawnmowers and stuff the other day.
Now, are you talking here or Morse Forks?
No, Morse Forks.
Morse Forks?
Actually, you should do them both, but if you did one year and one the next,
right.
Alternate them.
Right, and you got to find the right time to do it when it's not busy.
And you could always put it up to bed.
Nothing's got to be done now. But
yeah, and see what it comes at.
Something to think about to save them so they don't end up like this parking lot.
Right, yeah.
It helps.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll have to look into it. See if we can get somebody to bid it. Give us a bid anyway, see what it comes in at. Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Yep.
Maybe you could get us an idea of what you think it would cost us to do it, so we have an idea if the bids would be competitive with what, you know, our own doing on our own. So.
Yeah, I don't know what it... I've never done it.
That's
I know it ain't hard to do. You just spread it out with a squeegee, but
yeah, of course, the guys that do that have, or, you know, they're set up to. They can do it very quick.
Yeah, they spray it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a top coat on that, or is it just a?
I believe so.
Top coat. It would be a lot easier to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty fine. If I remember right, I think they were both top.
Yeah. Don't know.
That's all I got.
All you got? All right. Thanks. Library. The art's not here. He's out of town. He wrote up a thing for me. He says, we wish to thank the town of Moores for mowing the lawn. Makes the property look very good and saves us a lot of effort. Residents can now use library computers by appointment only and limited to 45 minutes to allow time to sanitized between patrons. The library will be hosting an outdoor music program Wednesday, June 30th, called Making Music with River Jack Z. It is a songwriting workshop for children and families, which the Clinton, Essex, and Franklin Library System facilitated by securing a grant from the Adirondack Lake Center for the Arts. Check Facebook and our website for details. A cut out Gnome sign called Gnome Around is going to visit all the libraries. It will be posted outside our library for 1 week. Community members are encouraged to hunt for the sign and then post pictures to social media for an entry to win a prize bag. Watch for details. We'll be doing a summer reading program this year. It will be a mix of virtual activities as well as in-person outdoor sessions. There will be some virtual storyline or story times using take and make craft kits. The outdoor in-person activities will be socially distanced and will depend on the weather and current COVID guidelines. We just found out that New York State will be accepting construction grant applications this year. We have about 3 weeks to prepare for a preliminary proposal. Most notably, we need an outdoor storage shed for more information for next month. Urban, you got anything there? Library?
No.
No, you good?
No, Art is on vacation.
Yeah, out of town, I think. So.
Everything's going well in the library. We're working with CFLS with all the COVID stuff, so I think everything's going well.
Okay. Thank you. Dog control. Stacy?
All my stuff that I ordered come in.
What?
The casual and gloves and stuff, so that's all here. Submitted my report already. Got that right, Kelly?
Okay. I know last month you brought up a thing on kennel license.
Yep.
Okay. Any more information on that? I had asked Irving to write up something on it to. I know last month there was a proposal for like $50. For up to 10 dogs for a 3-year licensing fee. I don't know, I thought that was kind of cheap myself. You know, take somebody with 10 dogs at $50, I'd say like $18 a year for 10 dogs, where most people are paying $10 a year for just one dog. So, I don't know. So,
it's $20 for a male dog a year.
Is it? $10 for female, $20 for male, that was it?
No, if they're doing it, it's cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would be the benefit of just changing it though? Other than one, the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what we're trying to do is trying to get dogs registered.
Yep.
And by doing this, it gives us a start.
Right.
You know, it gives us a start to get these dogs registered, licensed. And in 3 years, I would recommend in 3 years that we look at it and see where it goes. I think my personal feeling is, I think that this might deter individuals from registering their dogs. Because if it's $50 a year, just say you got four dogs, five dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You have $50 a year, no matter what. Where 3 years, you're gonna get a break rather than, they just won't register them.
Yeah, if they got three, four dogs, then they're better off just to register them individually.
But there's more people individual with dogs than there is kennels.
Yeah.
So what, all the other people gotta suffer, what we get away with for, $50 in 3 years? I don't think it's right. $50 a year, up to 10 dogs, and after 10 dogs, $5 a dog. If you can't afford that, I don't think you should be in the town.
Oh. I mean, and I guess, I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but how many of these kennels are breeding and selling these dogs? Are they just raise them for their own purposes?
I think the majority of the guys who raise them, they hunt themselves. They raise their own dogs. They don't, I mean, the houndsmen will raise them and they'll sell them amongst ourselves. But they don't raise them and sell them for a profit like a boarding or grooming. I'm sorry, not grooming, but you know, like a poodle, you get a certain breed, you breed them and you sell them at $500-$600. It's not happening like that with us.
Dogs are selling for $2,000.
You can get a beagle for $2,000?
involved, but I know some dogs do it around here, sell for $2,000.
Yeah, there's no puppy mills around here where guys are doing that to make a living, make big money on it.
Well, that's what I'm curious about is, you know, $50 over 3 years, and if you guys are raising these and selling them, you're making money on it, and you're kind of getting away pretty cheap.
$50 up to 10 dogs? What is $50?
Well.
I mean, if that person's got two dogs, they only got two dogs, gonna cost, if they're both males, it's gonna cost them $40 a year.
Right, but if you actually register as a kennel, even if you don't have dogs in your kennel, it states up to 10 dogs.
Right.
You can still register your home as a kennel and then have it $50 for 3 years. If that makes it, either way, it would be fine because they would be saving money on the 1 year to begin with. And secondly, in the state of New York, and federal regulations state that if you are a hobby breeder, you can breed up to 27, you can have and sell up to 27 dogs at a time per year.
That's not what we're trying, that's not.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, what our intention was is when Stacy and Irving and myself and Mr. Briette is part of the dog. I sent him an email. I won't even go there, but we discussed this prior to submitting, and we all agreed. The three of us agreed.
I didn't agree to nothing. You and her agreed, probably.
Listen, you were in there. Okay, the three of us agreed.
But I didn't say a word.
You agreed. Before I submitted it to this board, the three of us agreed.
You're going to BSL people, you're not going to BS me, I'll tell you right now. I just said I agreed to it.
Okay, let's move on. Let's continue. What, I mean, I guess that's what I'm trying to determine here, is $50 over 3 years, is that a fair, you know, for everybody?
It ain't fair to all the other taxpayers. It's got dogs.
There's a lot of difference if you've got pets or running hounds. This is why we want kennels.
Right.
We used to have kennels in the town of Mulberry.
They still got it for registered dogs. Right, Kelly?
We can't buy no kennel licenses.
I think for registered dogs you can, right?
No.
So there's a couple of different ways that I've learned how to do it, and I don't know how it was done before. Some of the kennel stuff is really, really old, and some of the people that have kennel licenses haven't renewed them in like 10 years, so I don't know if they're still actually active or not.
Right.
So I think for a while things kind of got away from. But I have people that have purebred licenses. So they will register, I have a few current ones, and so they will register up to 10 dogs is a $45 fee for their dogs. 11 to 25 is $94, and more than 25 dogs is $100, and that's purebred dogs. I don't have something in my system for non-purebred dogs for a license. But I'm sure that there's a way in our computer program we could do the same thing to license them through Ag and Market as a group instead of individually $10 or $20 per dog.
Because
I think we do have to run it all by hand.
But she said it's up to the town, but you can have it any way you want.
Now there's another form that was historically used, which was a kennel permit, which I believe, from what I gathered when I first started, had more to do with the zoning law and this section here in the zoning law.
Okay. Yeah.
And whether an area is zoned for a kennel and how many dogs can be
reside there
in that area. So I think there's a couple different facets to it that need to be addressed as well.
So it's about the same $5 a dog if you figure it out.
Because in the old
registered, it comes out about the same.
In the old kennel licenses that I have with the purebred licenses, everyone has an application to the zoning board that was approved. So I don't know. That's what I have.
Okay. All right. So I guess the thing is what do we charge? I mean, is $25 a year fair, or up to $10? I mean, you guys got the dogs, I mean, that...
$50 a year, what would you do?
Right, but I mean, that's why we're here, is to determine what...
It should be $50 a year, I think. I don't think it'd be just fair to everybody that way.
I agree with you.
You know?
$50.
Why everybody should have to pay more than what we do? I got dogs, I'll pay it.
So $50 a year?
Yeah.
Up to 10?
Up to 10. Anything after that, $5 a piece.
No additional $10?
No, any dog after 10, pay $5 a piece for them. It's almost the same as a registered dog.
Can we ask for feedback?
The thing of it is, it helps her pay, you know, to pay the
right,
dog
right,
catcher, it helps everything.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, it spreads it out a little more.
Raise the taxes to pay out the health, you know? So, I'm willing to pay the 50 or whatever, it don't matter.
Randy, what was it in the original agreement?
$50 up to 10 dogs. I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
It was $50 up to 10 dogs.
For 3 years. Yeah,
for 3 years.
3 years.
I wanted to do it annually.
You wanted to do it annually.
A year.
So basically, you're looking at $5 a dog per year.
Right.
Right.
Per year.
Yeah, almost the same as a registered dog.
If they have 10 dogs, yeah.
Right. But I don't think
it's $50 for 10, but every dog after 10 is $5 a piece, still comes up.
Right. Yeah, but if somebody only has 7 dogs, you're going to charge them 50 instead of 35.
Well, it would be up to them if they would want that kennel license.
Right, mean they got the dogs, they're not going to buy a kennel.
No, they wouldn't need it.
At 7 dogs, they wouldn't need it.
I guess we would have to tell them how many dogs before you make them get
it. Would be $70
if you want.
If you have 7 dogs, it would be $70 by at $10 a dog.
Right.
If they're staying
in the order. It depends how many dogs you got. If you don't have enough to eat with $50, then you buy just the regular license. But if you've got 7 dogs, of course you're going to buy a kennel license.
So right. You're saying the fee should be half of what it would be for myself, for my own dogs.
What's that?
Pretty much, yeah.
It'd be half. He was looking for half of what we pay.
Yeah, you're looking at roughly $5 a dog.
$5 a kennel license.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
And the zoning law, it also states anyone keeping 5 or more dogs requires a kennel license.
Right, that's right. Right.
That's what I mean.
If you have 7, then you need to...
Kelly, I didn't hear what you said.
In the zoning law, it states that anyone owning more than 5 dogs requires a kennel license.
They need to buy a license, kennel license.
Kennel license.
Yeah. So.
Well, even at that, $50 a year is still a pretty good bargain.
I think so.
No, hey, that's
it just makes it equal to everybody in the town.
What's your pleasure, guys? What do we do?
I think that sounds fair, personally. But it's up to the rest of you, too.
What, an emotion?
Is there any more public comment before?
Any other comment on that?
Any more public comments before?
The thing is, after 10 dogs, by charging $5 a piece, are they actually going to register them by charging more? Or they're going to say, yeah, I have 10, that's it.
No, I do kennel pet checks.
Okay.
So you got to check.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I will be doing kennel checks.
It's going to be easy to move around dogs, though. So you're really also playing the game.
Yeah, but I know that. I know that.
Well, why can't you just have, like, this sounds good, 10 dogs, $5 more, and then if you have, raise, put another kennel length, say $100, and if you had 25 dogs. You know, just throw that in there.
Well, that's for the pure breeds that you're talking about. You were talking about the pure breed prices.
A lot of your people are not running pure cuts. Okay, right. I have all pure breed, but I'm not spending that kind of money
right.
anymore to register. I mean, it's just gotten ridiculous. Right. And a lot of these people are running these kennels. They're running, say, poodles and labradors, whatever. Just saying.
Mixes. Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, they're getting. You know, so I'm just saying, the register card is ridiculous.
Well, my concern with this to begin with was the fact that she has a way of checking the dogs, making sure the dogs are being taken care of. That's my concern. My concern is the dogs are being taken care of. If it costs $5 a dog or 10, whatever you want to do or decide, it shouldn't be as much as what I pay for my dog. But there should be some charge, so some accountability for Stacy to do her job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I, that's my concern.
But you guys all know, I mean, how many in the town of Morris have more than 10 dogs? How many kennels have more than 10?
Few.
Is there a few?
There's
some?
More than you think.
Yeah. Really?
That's why we gotta get this kennel license passed as soon as we can, because for instance, one guy back here, you gotta have the kennel license to get a permit to run certain dogs.
Right. So they're waiting on us to...
Right, and if you wait too long, you ain't gonna be able to get the permit.
Anybody that runs dogs has to have a license on them.
Yeah,
right.
Just in New York, you're the legal match period. We gotta get this done, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make a motion on that $50 a year.
Up to 10 dogs?
Like he's got written in here.
Is it written up?
I think,
okay.
For non-registered dogs, yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, you got a motion?
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, carried. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, beautification.
We got our new poles for the flag. Just waiting to go up.
Speaking of that, who does the flags for like Memorial Weekend in the cemeteries?
Doesn't Michael do them?
No. Michael, what's that?
Firemen.
The flags for the Memorial Weekend in the cemeteries.
Yeah, we have one for the
Mike does those?
Okay. Doesn't.
Oh, yeah, we
take care of it.
We just ordered some new markers and flags. So.
Okay. All right. I'm just kind of curious. Mr. Assessor, anything?
Sir, managed to raise $5,400,000 in assessed value for this coming vote. We hope by the end of this period that we're going to make our 95%, so we'll keep all the exemptions that we have. This building going on like unbelievable. Everybody, the price of lumber, as expensive it is, doesn't stop anybody from building garages and or stick-built houses. So every chance I get, I go out. And I base the county to help. And they told me they'd be happy to send Tracy up. So she's going to come up one day this month. We're going to go out the whole day. Because anytime the office is open, they see my truck, they come in. Just to visit, say hi, pass the time of day.
Wake them up.
One time.
More than once.
But anyway.
At least you were here.
Yes. Yes. But we're hoping that we don't have to do a town-wide reassessment next year. It all depends on the school budget and what the town wants to do and what the guy in Albany, I forget his name.
We're trying to forget. So.
You know, the guy that renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge. Yes. But doing my damnedest to get us down to that 95%, which will mean that we retain all the things. And Tracy's a great help, she comes up. I've been trying to talk this young lady into helping me, but not much help.
She knows it working well.
There is a lot of new construction that we got before. The new role is in already. Mm-hmm. I didn't raise anybody. That what the land values might have been up on that end of the town a little, but outside of that, nobody got it. No construction at all put on the walls that I couldn't.
That's it.
Okay.
And
thank you.
The code enforcement office is a great help to me because it gives me the building permits, which is all I need to check on everything. And I work with him. If I go out and see somebody got something that doesn't have a permit, go in and see Chase, and I tell him about it.
There you go.
It's on a case. He's good that way with me.
Yep.
We worked with him. That's it. Any questions?
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Youth Commission.
Yeah, I got an issue. Got a problem with one of your board members. Okay, running my name to the ground, thinking something was done. Maliciously or intentionally, okay? I got emails, Facebook posts, the whole nine yards, which isn't supposed to be done anyway, but that's another point. Okay, about facts that are 100% untrue. There's a lot more I can say, but might not right now. So I'm gonna say this though. There was nothing done intentionally at all. On April 22nd, I met here with all my coaches. And every kid, every paper that I had was handed out. This poor guy's moved to the town, volunteered to coach, and I gotta ask him to come here because of this nonsense. April 22nd, everybody left here with a list of kids. April 26th, I got all the forms back of all the kids on the rosters. Every kid was on there. Okay? A week ago today, every kid got called. Messages, whatever. Every kid on that sheet got called. There was nothing missed, nothing done intentional at all. Okay? I get all the sheets. Kelly has nothing to do with this. She helps out if she can. But she has nothing to do with it. Sheets go to school, they come here, people want to come here and sign them. They all come back to me, sit down with a group of coaches, and it gets done. So I'm not going to get accused of anything that is 100% accurate, inaccurate, at all. There was no oversight, there was nothing done wrong, at all. And I got all the facts, paperwork, prove it if you want to see it. So there's been nothing recanted on them posts. No apology done, nothing. Still sitting there. Emails are still around too. Then you want to go in the past and bring my father into this, who's done more for this town and the kids than you'll ever dream of, think of? Poor man's got cancer right now. Gets treatments every other week. Gotta wear a pump for a day. Still helping out people and helping the kids. Done more than you ever think of doing. Instead of sitting around trying to cause trouble. Enough's enough. Then you want to drag my name into it and say there's bullying going on? That's wrong. Okay? We know who's doing the bullying here. And it's not me. I would never bring a kid into it or anything at all. I've done more for these kids in the fields, and I could care less if people know I do it or not. But I do a lot. It was 100% wrong what was said and done. And I could read some, but I won't, because I got asked maybe not to. But they're all right here. Especially the Facebook. It's not supposed to be getting done by any town employee or anything. Nothing. It's right in the handbook that we're supposed to be following, right here. You know, no social media. Prohibited. But yet it happens again. I'll leave it at that. It ends now. It ends now.
Unprofessional, it's inappropriate, it's disrespectful, and it's false. And to not apologize and not pull the post is wrong.
Okay.
You want to ask a question? Call the house. Send a message. You go around and talk to everybody else about it, but don't call the person that you need to call to find out the answer. That's the second time you've gone around us.
And
I don't even want a response.
Furthermore, it's the parent's responsibility. You get calls on the...
I got two yesterday.
Get calls. Hey, you got a... No problem. Pretty comedy. Not hard to get along with. Parent can call me. Got no issue. Had no issue.
This is personal from somebody, not from him. And it needs to stop. And the board, if they're not going to do something about it, I'll take care of it personally.
Okay.
Is that a threat toward the board member?
Let's move on.
No, it's not.
That's not like a threat.
It's not a threat, Phil. Okay.
Hey. That's a threat.
No,
hey.
It's
not a threat.
Okay. Let's move on.
It's not a threat at all.
Let's move on. It's enough. Let's move on.
Just saying it's done.
Okay,
it's
yes,
done.
It's done. I hope it's done. I really do. This is not good for the town. It's not good for anybody. Tempers have gotten away from people, and it needs to stop. We need to get along. Okay. Fire department. For the month of April, they had 10 calls, 5 out of town, 5 in mutual aid, a total of 43 so far this year. Had 3 house fires, 3 motor vehicle accidents, 2 power line down, 1 grass brush fire, and 1 CL alarm. And it was signed by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. Anything else, Todd?
Yeah, the only thing I got, I'm sure you're aware of it, the parking lot light at Station 2 in Cannons, the snow took it down.
Really?
It's bent right over, so when it comes on, it's shining right at the door. It's not lighting up the parking lot. Okay. I went up the other day and I looked at it. I'm going to take a ride up, possibly tomorrow, and see if I can stand it up. I might need some guide wire or something. See what I can do. If I can't, maybe I can get with Chris or something one day.
We're trying to get a hold of NYSEG to see if we can put a light like here on that on their pole there to flash toward the fire department. So we'll light that all up.
Okay.
It's just hard to get a hold of somebody down there.
Yeah,
see if it's all right.
I understand.
If it's all right to put it on there.
Also, we got our trucks out here for sale. We decided to go to a closed sealed bid. If there's anybody here that's interested in one of the trucks, put the bid in. Minimum bid of $10,000 by the 25th of this month. Sealed bids will be open on the 27th. The 25th, 27th, they'll be open. We'll accept the bid then. June 5th, our ladies auxiliary is hosting a drive-through spaghetti dinner. So if anybody wants to come and support the ladies auxiliary.
April 25th?
June 5th.
That's right.
Yeah. Bring it up now because we won't. It's before the next meeting, so a little publicity out there for the ladies.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. We got a couple new members that have just started the our junior firefighter program. We have 4 new members. We got 2 members that are starting the firefighter 1 course. We become full-time members. So if anybody knows anybody over 18 that would like to join the fire department, that's a member of good standing with the community, can pass a background check, have them come over and fill out an application.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Todd. EMS, I didn't get any EMS report. Apparently the person that does it is on sick leave. So cemeteries, I got the bid on the fence for the cemetery over here. So I'm not sure when it's going to come in. She's supposed to check, see how long it's going to be with everything going on with the coronavirus stuff. We're not sure. So I don't know if you get some time, we have a couple guys tearing the other one down. Put in your metal pile. Scrap metal.
Yeah, but you need to save those you need to save the ones that have the value on it or whatever.
You're not gonna throw all those away, right?
No.
Well, the fence we are.
Really?
The fence, yeah.
Yeah, but the
you're talking the poles with
the
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they're not all they don't all
no,
have that on
not
it.
Not all, but the ones that have it.
Right.
You need to save those.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. You got it.
Jeff, I got a question for Todd.
Yeah.
Todd, how's our junior volunteer list look?
We just started 4 new members. We had 2 come in last night and went through their orientation. They'll go through. I've got 2 liaisons in the department that are working with them to show them the ropes and whatnot. So we're better off, and it's something that we want to keep going. We've benefited from it for years. We've gotten a lot of good firemen from it. It's anybody ages 15 to 18 or still in school. I think we changed it. We're allowing 8 at a time now, where we had it before. Any fire department member, their child will take priority over anybody else out of the community, of course.
Okay.
We've had really good luck with it. And like I said, the 4 new individuals started
this past week, so. They'll go through training, they don't do anything that the firemen do, they don't fight live fire or anything. It's a learning experience to watch and learn. They do get some hands-on training. It's basically just a learning period for them.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Old business. Under old business. The only thing I got under old business was the fence up in Morse Forks around that guy's property. I know last month we had talked about it, but I forgot to get a motion to go ahead with that. I got a quote from I forget what the company is, so CE Fencing for $9,583 to put fence around the guy's property and in our rec park. And then I got a hold of the Gores and had them price it out, and they can get us the fence and the post for a little over $400, $409.57. The only thing
is that chain link?
No, it's just like America wire. Just something to keep the kids off of his property. All you need. I mean, I couldn't see spending $9,500 just to put a fence there.
So what are you using for posts on that?
They're
just regular
metal posts, yeah. Metal. Yeah. Yeah. But the only thing is we have to get a crew together to put it up. So that's, they're bringing up to the board, see what we want to do. Any questions? Any?
How many feet is it around there, you need?
330 feet. It'll take 42 posts.
So he's got some 2x4 for $60 a roll. That's a lot cheaper than it was. 57.
Yeah, but I think I gotta check, but I think
it's all new wire in the roll.
Huh?
It's all new wire in the roll.
Oh, you got rolled of wire?
Yeah, 100 foot rolls.
How many?
He's got 100 foot rolls, he got 90 of them there.
90 of them? Wow.
We can put it around the whole field if you want.
No, we don't want to do that.
Actually, it's the wire you're talking about, it's got the bigger square.
Probably. I didn't
this
go look at it.
This is all 2x4. It's even better.
Oh, really?
The balls won't go through it.
Is it heavy duty fence though?
It's
pretty heavy.
Good fence, yeah. You're not going to go through it.
I know I won't.
You put the pulses closer together, it'd be stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want to sell us something, that's.
Still get the post.
Yeah.
Right?
Huh?
Still have to get the post.
Yeah, we'll get the post from Bagoras and just get some extra post. Put them a little bit closer. Okay. All right. Anybody make a motion to go ahead and
make a motion
do this? Chris? A second?
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Gary? Okay. Thank you.
Do you want to plan a date when to do it?
Jamie said it'd take a week. He ordered them this Wednesday. He said he'd have them following Wednesday, so.
Following Saturday.
Following Saturday, which is.
Which is what?
This weekend's about 15th, 22nd. I shoot for the 22nd? I'll be gone.
Oh, of course.
And you have to wait until you're here.
Yep. So we better wait till the 29th then.
It's Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?
Huh? Yep. Yeah, it's Memorial weekend, so we better skip that one. June 5th?
That's your dinner.
Yeah, that's
our
dinner.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
That's going to be in the afternoon, right?
How about a couple nights after work?
Yeah.
Do you
remember that chicken dinner time?
It ain't going to take
long. No, it ain't going to take long. Yeah, it won't take long to do it on the 5th.
Jeff, they need any topsoil
around
the ball
field? Any what?
Topsoil?
I don't know.
I thought somebody said they need some around that.
I don't know. Dyson, you need topsoil down there? Rec park?
Chris said, put some. I don't know if they want to see it.
Because Veenan said he would donate a load, and I'll donate a load for the kids.
We'll check it out and see. Yeah, we'll let you know.
Okay. He told me to check on it.
Okay. Good.
Should be fertilized.
Okay. Anything else under?
Besides anything on date yet?
June 5th. If you get the post, a couple of us can go up. I'm sure there'll be volunteers who'll go up and do it. Yeah, I mean, like I say, a couple nights we can go up and hack it out.
Get some guys together.
Warm up.
Uh-huh.
Swing by my house, I'll pick me up. I'll help you out.
Thank you.
All right.
You okay. Got post holes too?
What, not, no.
You ordering post holes? No?
Just post.
They're extra. They're extra.
We'll get them in, we'll get it up.
Okay. All right. I'll get it in, I'll let everybody know. And we'll get it, I'll shoot out an email. Get it
they
up there.
Them in or?
No.
Just
pound them in. The fencing over here is going to be cemented in on the cemetery, but no, these aren't. We pounded in. It's just something to keep people off his lawn because he's afraid to get sued. And when the kids are there, they're running all over. There's no fence there. They're running on his property, and I could see it. So we'll get it done for $200. We'll get it done. The other one was falling down, but we had to take it out. The post was rotted out, and it was just falling. So
Bruce had a suggestion too, to keep it up off the ground so you can.
Yeah, so you can weigh back. Yeah, that's what I plan on doing. Yeah. Yeah. Was that 4 foot? That fence, 4 foot.
Correct.
I'll make sure the poles are going up. Okay. All right.
Should think about lime or fertilizer down there. Ball field.
Yeah.
Lamberton's farm is just around the corner. We could.
What are you putting around the cemetery? Chain them?
Yeah, no, it's rails.
Because the backside is pretty thin when we put the backstop up.
We have to get that guy from your soil, have him go take a test.
See what he says.
See what they need, that's what they do. When he's there, bring in a culvert, have him take a test, soil test. See what's there. Anything else in our old business?
What's going on with the places that are dumped around here?
They're working on it.
I mean, it's been 4 or 5 years now. We're trying to take care of one on the road.
He's filed the paperwork and he's working with a lawyer and getting all his T's crossed and his I's dotted, and so we don't get sued. New business? Is it under new business? The only thing I got under new business is a little over a week ago we had a visit from a detective from the and wanted a FOIL record. It says any and all documents of all received revenue, monies, funds, and checks, business or personal type, which are presented and put forward to the town of Moores as forms of payment for any and all expenses or expenditures related to the creation and construction of the walking path at the Moores Recreation Park. Any and all documentation of all expenses and expenditures incurred by the town related to the creation and construction of a walking path at the Moores Recreation Park. This should include expenditures incurred by the town highway department as well as any outside vendors or contractors who worked and participated in the project. Kindly include copies of all meeting minutes and or documentation of approval from the town board members authorizing commencement of the walking path project and the subsequent payments to satisfy the expenditures. And with regards to any building improvements, upgrades, or construction type work initiated or completed at the emergency medical service buildings located at the town of Moores during the period of January 1st, 2020 to April 21st, 2021. Said responses should include all advertised requests for proposals, all submitted responses and bids to the RFPs. FOIL response should also include all billing and invoices associated with construction or upgrade type work and all forms of payments, including payee information for all rendered work. Kindly include all copies of all meeting minutes and documentation of approval from town board members authorizing commencement of said projects and payment of projects upon completion of said project. We got them all their documents that they wanted. told them that our minutes are on the web. You can listen to them, you can read them, you can do whatever you want on them. But everything that they requested, we sent it to them. I have no idea what they're looking for. I really don't care what they're looking for, because they ain't gonna find anything. They're just wasting everybody's time. But it's town business, so I think everybody should know. Anything else on the new business?
Jeff, we have a procurement policy.
Yep.
That takes care of that.
Yep. Yeah, so everything was approved and paid as well.
There's a gentleman on here.
He's on
the gentleman. Any way that the town can fix up the sidewalk down here?
Fix up the sidewalk.
We've got a bunch of sidewalks down here that are breaking apart and everything else, and you've got people walking every day. Somebody's going to get hurt on one of these.
Well, we're hoping to replace them, but well, especially the one around Route 11, but the state keep pushing back when they're going to do this road. I mean, they got another hole out here in the front that's caved in again. I mean,
okay, you got a bunch of senior citizens that walk here every day.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to get hurt.
Okay, we'll get them checked out, and we'll have to replace the ones that are really bad for now. But yeah, we'll check them out. We'll get them fixed.
We're going to do them ourselves, the sidewalks? Are we going to see how many there are? And
that's the thing, see what we got.
Measure, see what's bad, and then yeah. Probably should put it up the bid.
I think we can vote for it. We've got forms for that, don't we? I think Dickie had purchased them when.
Ross Point, but they've got a lot we can use.
Yeah, we put time to do it, but.
The state will, we put them in new, the state will replace them, but.
Right. Yeah, they know. Kind of a waste, but.
What if we put it out to bid, have them check all the sidewalks here, Morris Forks, and see what it'll cost us? And then we go from where the worst parts are from there. You guys got enough to do.
Oh, well, any help would be.
Well, there's money in the budget for sidewalks. I mean, that's.
And we love putting that out to bid because, like I said, you're right, the highway has more than enough to take care of on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's time consuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't we put it in paper and see if we get some money to bid it. Show them what we want. And
should we also look at the possibility of adding sidewalks?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we need to repair the ones that are there first.
Right.
We also need to look at expanding it, you know.
Right.
I think the walking path gets used a lot down in the rec park. You see a lot of people go down there in the park and they walk it. I think if you did the same thing in town on the sidewalks, you'd see a lot more people out and around, walking around the block. And
mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yeah. We'll have to take a survey and see what needs to be done. And see what we can add. I know it would be nice to even more forks get a where you can go around in a circle.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk.
I can get with Chris one day if you want. We can go together and take a look. No, you.
You. Yeah, we'll measure up, see what. Almost bring a wheel. And see.
Yeah.
Because you just, it's going to be hard for somebody to bid it. They don't know how much they're bidding.
Right. If you know how many feet you got to do.
Right. If you know you needed 2,000 feet of sidewalk, then they got to bid 2,000 feet of sidewalk. Yeah. So wide.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you got to pour every other one. And you come back and do them in between. Right. Pretty don't break.
Oh, that or something. I just pour them and then they cut them.
Yeah.
And depends what the contractor's preference.
You got to crack that wide with water going down underneath them.
Well, you're going to get that anyway.
Well, if you do every other one.
Yeah.
That cement's right up against the other one. I can show you one I did 30 years ago. It's still there in a crack in it.
Okay. Anything else? Nothing else under? Nothing? Public comment. Any questions?
When are these kennel licenses coming out?
Well, it should come out.
That we can buy.
Soon. I don't know, whenever Kelly gets set up for it. Now that's been, we gotta pass it through Ag and Marcus, don't we? First?
I don't think so. I think
no?
We had talked prior, I thought she had said it was up to the town, however we wanted.
Wherever we set it up?
Yeah.
It's also in the dog control law and the zoning law, so I don't know what's gonna have to be changed in that.
That's something we could probably.
They're gonna need to get approval from the zoning board before they can have a kennel? Is that?
No.
Currently, that's how it's written.
I don't know, at this point, we're not sure, hopefully it'll be soon.
We need them for the.
Right, to get your.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll work on it, see what we need to.
Yeah, just put the stop to all the hounds, but they can't run in the state without your dog being registered, and.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Okay.
Do we do something temporary in the meantime?
I don't know, maybe even call tomorrow and.
Yeah, I've got a call out to Jana as it is, so.
Okay.
See, they won't even give us a permit to run without this stuff.
No, having license.
They refuse us, you know?
Right.
That's DEC, so we gotta have the permits as soon as possible, or our hounds are gonna set in the kennel, which is unfair to us as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in Vermont, we got a kennel license for $40, we didn't play this game of running around the mulberry bush, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I don't mind paying $50, don't get me wrong, everybody can willing to pay $50, but I don't think that, basically, that everybody, even the guys that don't have hounds, like Urban said, there's $2,000-$3,000 dogs out there, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's more money than that out there, but without that permit, them dogs are worth nothing.
Okay, all right, yeah, what we'll do is we'll figure out what we're on, and we'll put a sign on the board out there, you know, get your kennel license. Over there, everybody knows it, come in and do them. Okay, fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, what was Stacy saying?
I don't know.
Kelly, let me know if you need to come tomorrow, if you call, check it back. You want me to call the other, if you're calling her?
I can call her, I called her today and left a message, so.
Okay.
Okay, all right, anything else?
I was just wondering if a new slide had been ordered for the rec park, you talked about it last.
The what now?
A new slide for the rec.
A new slide?
Ordering one, you said last.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Tom fixed it up good, I was just curious.
No, we haven't yet. Anything else? No, okay, we'll entertain a motion to close. Irvin?
I'll second.
Chris second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, carry.